Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. This is The Random Bush Show. I'm Sean Random. I co-host this show with Andrew Bushwitz. Let's listen to an episode. Here we go.
Today's episode is brought to us by Sliced Bread. The best thing since bread?
I was playing this game one time with my girlfriend and her friends.
Okay.
Which is hysterical because whenever we play, I play this with my friends that are just disgusting human beings. We just say the most, like, your guy friends where you're like, oh, this is warped, perverted, and I hope that you never repeat this to anybody ever because this is really fucked up. Like, that's who I used to play this game with. So I introduce it to my girlfriend and her friends. They start in, oh, well, this is going to be fun. Okay, would you rather...
Would you
rather have all the ice cream you could ever eat... or have a bunch of puppy kisses.
Oh, what would you rather?
Couldn't I just get puppy kisses get while puppy I eat the ice cream?
While I eat the ice cream. That's what I have. That's what I have.
That would be so good.
And we go around. It goes around everyone. And they're all adorable things like that. Okay, they're all like, oh. And I'm like, all right, I got one.
Oh, here it comes.
And I'm like, would you rather have a psychopath break into your house, knock you down, pull out a spoon and slowly cut your eyeball out, or blow your dad? And when I said blow your dad, the looks on their faces were priceless.
Oh, yeah, that's not adorable at all.
I never thought about blowing my dad. I know. No one ever thinks about blowing their dad. No one should ever think about blowing your dad, but that's how you play the game.
So, Andrew, you're saying thanks to you, there are young women in this world who have unfortunately had to have the thought run through their brain. That they've
oh no they also all of them said they're gonna get their eyeball cut out by a psychopath.
Really?
Nobody's blowing their dad.
That sounds like underappreciation of fatherhood.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying
they should blow their dad, but I am saying in that situation
you lose an eyeball,
and it's violent and horrific, and
yeah, it doesn't even have to be that shameful. Like, and I never specified like, oh, you gotta make your dad come or anything.
You just
a
little gum jam.
Give the head a little kiss. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, and then, Dad. Yeah, I'm
thinking Save about it. Eye. I would choose the latter. But I think it's just that they were just so, like, you know, they're girls and just that idea is so creepy.
Right, and also
and
they were being
weird.
Cute and puppy and ice cream.
And I just said the words, blow your dad. And they couldn't handle it. Their heads exploded.
And now, random thoughts.
Here's the thing about being cool. When you're not, no one cares but you.
Coming soon to a theater near you. From Nickelodeon Studios, from the producer of He's My Girl and Millennial the Musical, featuring the hit song Gimme Gimme, as performed by the teen hip-hop sensation I Earned This, comes the untold true story of the greatest manhunt in modern history. SEAL Team 6. Team?
I will never talk to you, American scum. We have ways of making you talk.
I'll tell you anything, please.
Hold on, we're almost at the good part.
Presenting an all-star cast, including, from the hit show Where's My Phone, Zephyr Winhelm, Tiger Beat heartthrobs Cody Taylor, Taylor Max, and Max Cody, and presenting fresh off his international rock tour for the first time on film, Jonas Kola, and the vaguely European, way too hot to be underage, like we know what you're doing, it's disgusting, and you're way too good at it. Like, seriously, let me see your ID. No shit. That's freaky, bro. Child star, Ariana.
I can't. can.
I can.
You know you can. Look at me. You can do anything. I believe in you.
You know what? You're right, Taylor. I totally can.
First we're gonna wreck Afghanistan, then we're getting wrecked in Vegas!
Bro, you totally know we're going to Pakistan, right?
Whatever, bro.
This fall, in theaters everywhere, don't miss SEAL Team 6. Team?
And now, thoughts from the bush.
You know, having sex with a black girl is just like having sex with a white girl, except you better not touch her hair.
Virginity, her mother walked in.
What are you doing?
No, I'm serious. That is for reals.
Her mom walked in. Did she join?
No.
No?
It was not a hot situation at all.
What did she do? Did she go and get a camera?
No, we were doing as teenagers do.
Mm-hmm.
She took me up to her room.
Yeah. And her mom was home?
What's that? Yeah, everybody was home. She had family members, everybody
her
was
uncle,
home.
Her aunt. This was during a family reunion barbecue.
Yeah, everybody was home. The neighbors were there. Fucking Santa had just stopped in. Everybody
what,
was
what
there.
What was this, 4th of July? Was this a holiday
yes,
in and
it
of
was
itself?
4th of July with Santa Claus there. It was intense.
Okay.
Jesus stopped by. Grandma brought Jesus, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They're old friends. So everybody's there, and we sneak off up to her bedroom.
Yeah.
And
where are they going, I wonder?
Oh,
who cares?
Where are those two young teens that can't seem to let go of each other or off to? I remember she turned on the TV.
It's okay. Teenagers don't have sex with each other.
No,
they
that's
don't
ridiculous.
Know what that is.
Why would they do that?
You don't know what sex
they're
is.
They're not
until...
even married.
Yeah, what? Listen, we've instilled all that stuff about the dangers of sex to them. They know it's not going to go
they
well.
They know full well that if they have sex without wedding rings on,
their heads will explode.
Yeah, that's what
they'll
happens.
They'll both die. They
everybody
both have heart attacks.
That.
Yeah.
That's
their penis explodes and their vagina turns into a fish. That's
right.
What happens.
Yep. Everybody knows that. A fish?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It just falls out. It just goes and falls, and it's like flapping around on the ground.
Yeah, so she turns on the TV. Mm-hmm. It happened to be an episode of Seinfeld. I can't remember which.
Oh, nothing makes me want to make love.
I know.
Other than...
I wish I could remember which episode. I feel like at one point in the future, I'll be watching like a rerun.
Ooh,
and I'll have some kind
this
of
episode
moment.
Of Seinfeld makes me so horny.
Yeah, well, I'll just be like, why am I just so turned on right now about this... episode of Seinfeld.
Like Kramer just walked in. Wow.
I've always been a size 32.
That's exactly.
I can't do an impression of Seinfeld.
That's why
to
I can't. By the way, that's why I can't have sex while listening to music, because I'll be listening to that song on the radio later and be like, no. Why don't you like Katy Perry's Firework? Ah, it's got a weird rhythm to it. That's why. Baby, you're a you work.
It hurt my hips. I hate that song. It hurt my hips.
Can't do it. Go on, tell the story.
Oh, yeah. So
I'm having
so
a fun time interrupting you.
She turns on Seinfeld. It's mm-hmm. blasting. We go to work. We're going to not to be. It's happening. This is happening. It's real. And in my head, I'm literally like, this is real.
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
fucking happening. I'm having sex right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, oddly, woo.
Yeah. Right.
Sex. I thought like something would change.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what was gonna change.
You just grow a giant beard. I am a man now.
Not like a manly term. For I am now man.
You turn into a giant bear. I have had sexual intercourse.
That man has clearly been laid. Like, no. I don't mean it like that. I just, like, I thought, like... Like something would be different. Like,
uh-huh.
And then, you know, so I had sex and I was just kind of like, But okay, so we're doing it.
It's not a big deal for guys. I think it's a big deal for women because
it's one of those things to where it's like I actually had to go through a thing for a while when I was younger. Like maybe there's something wrong with me because all my friends around me are like, "Yo, bro, we gotta get some pussy."
You go and you look in the mirror and you're like, "What have you done?"
I could have some pussy. I wouldn't turn it down, but I'm not sitting around going like,
"That stuff's good." Some pussy. But you know what's really good? Boba tea. You guys in the boba tea? Anybody?
Delicious.
Like, I'm sorry. Are you direct? Listen,
no, I'm not putting them together.
I'm saying they're equal. Okay. I'm saying that's how much I enjoy boba tea. All right. Well, that's like, how much I enjoy.
When I was younger, there'd be a lot of guys around me. They'd be like, I gotta get laid. I gotta get some of that.
Yeah, but those are guys just peacocking because they're young.
I'm an adult now, and I still find people who are just like, I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna get me a girl. I'm gonna get some
vagina.
They don't even talk like that. I don't know why I'm doing that impression. Yeah, right. That's not the case. But
they're all pro wrestlers. Yeah. Let me tell you something, Sean.
Listen up, brother. We're gonna go to the bar.
We're gonna find some ladies.
And we're gonna violate them hard.
Who's ready?
Let's get ready to home.
The crowd's cheering.
Everybody else in the bar is like, that's clearly a man who's been laid
before.
That
guy right there. Yeah, that's a man.
But
right
I do there. Have like a little like, I could take it or leave it. Sometimes sometimes it's not worth the effort. like sometimes I'll be like flirting with a girl and I'll see the progression and I'll be like, oh, this is an honest, nice person. She's actually interesting. I could really have a future with this person. And I kind of go, I'm not in a place in my life right now where I put in that effort. In fact, if somebody's attracted to me in the place that I was at that point in my life, I'm instantly not attracted to them because I can do better. How awful is that? I can do better than girls attracted to me right now.
I'm just amazed how much you were like, whoa, this is overrated. Like immediately after it happened, you're just like, this is overrated. Come on. Like there's more to life.
It took me a long time. I thought there was something wrong.
I mean, was she on top of you? And she's just like, oh yeah, baby. Whoa, and you're sitting here and you're like, there's got to be more than this.
No, it wasn't that.
You're just like spacing out going, what's this?
No colors?
All that it is. I thought I would see something by now.
I thought unicorn would run across the room.
It's like you took a batch of bad drugs and you're like, are you feeling it? Anyone else feeling this?
A gypsy would come and whisper something in my
ear. Everyone else is freaking out. I see the colors, man. And you're like, no, come on.
I thought there was something wrong. Like, I was like, I clearly don't enjoy sex as much as other people or something. Like I really did think that there was something. But we don't really take off of our clothes, right? Mm-hmm. I just kind of stud it where I just kind of unbutton and pull my pants down to, like, just above my knees. And she's wearing a long skirt.
Oh, yeah, so this is just awkward, weird sex. Yeah, this isn't proper weird sex.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And we just kind of
let's have proper relations. Let's have proper sex.
This wasn't an interesting thing. This was we've got about 10 minutes. Let's make this happen. And I was a virgin up until the moment of, so I was like, yeah, anything to make this happen. I've been told this is amazing. My goal in life right now is just to do this. So let's absolutely do this. So we're doing this for about 2 or 3 minutes and there's an awkward knock at the door. Not a straight like knock, 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 an awkward knock, which is kind of like a knock, 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 no, knock, 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 knock. You know, like it's a hesitant, like a, I know what you're doing, and I really wish you weren't.
I hope you heard that first one, and here's a couple other awkward ones.
I don't want to be interrupting, but I am stopping you.
I am not opening the door. I do not want to see this because otherwise it is a crime that I am committing.
I could be scarring you. I could be scarring myself. Let's just.
This is supposed to be a beautiful moment that you're going to remember forever. So.
You're really watching Seinfeld, right? Like, yeah. you're just really watching Seinfeld.
I don't hear you guys laughing. I don't hear you laughing.
It's a very funny show.
I've seen this one. You should be laughing.
This is yada yada yada, and I have a feeling you guys are not yada yada.
I feel like you guys are yada yada a little bit, but it's not yada yada to you quite yet. Right now, it's it's sex. You don't yada yada it quite yet.
So, in any event, the knock on the door, awkward knock happens. The girl gets up and just goes straight to the door. No,
were you like, hey, hold on, let me cover up real quick,
because she is. Completely
from the floor. She just dropped her underwear. Yeah,
right.
That's it.
She's got a long skirt on. Uh-huh. Like, so she just immediately walks to the door. It's not a far room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm generally exposed.
Yeah.
My
and you're
pants,
out and my, you're ready.
My pants are to my knees. Mm-hmm. So I grab my pants and I do this incredibly uncomfortable. I mean, physically uncomfortable.
Right, right.
Because, mm-hmm. like, it's not like, like, I'm like, let's build something with this.
Right, right, right. Yeah. My crane is prepared.
Right.
Build the pyramids.
I am a teenage young man who's losing his virginity right, hard. Right. Uh-huh. Right. And I grab my pants and I shove myself. Like, mm-hmm. I pull the pants up. And as I pull the pants up, I'm sliding to the end of her bed. Mm-hmm. Right. And so it seems as if I'm sitting on the end of her bed in front of the TV watching TV.
Yeah, yeah.
But my pants aren't on.
Right.
They're just kind of like lazily on my ass, and my underwear is all squished up mm-hmm. above. Like, it's all very... So I pull my shirt out over myself, which is still generally
hanging right, right.
out.
Oh, because that's not fitting in the pants.
Right, no, nothing...
That's just...
And I just kind of pull my shirt out to cover it up to make it look like I'm just casually sitting on the end of this bed watching TV.
Hi, I wasn't just inside your daughter.
Right, right. exactly. So I'm kind of awkwardly leaning forward. And I'm like covering myself. Yeah. That Kramer's incorrigible. So she...
This is a great story. Go on. I don't think anyone's virginity story isn't funny, but I'm glad you're sharing. Go on.
She just opens the door, right? And her mom comes in, and I'm like sitting there like this is how a person sits on the end of a bed, awkwardly like covering up their crotch, and I'm enjoying some Seinfeld. And the mother just kind of walks in, and she kind of like takes two steps into the room.
She take a breath.
Right, like,
what was happening?
Smells
in
like sex in here. No, it wasn't that at all. The mother was actually like she was super cool.
She knew what was going on.
She was a really nice lady, but she was, I felt like had the father not also been there and the rest of the family,
right.
maybe they would have been like, eh, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
But, okay, so basically.
Was this girl a virgin as well?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
She knew what she was
doing.
So this
has happened before.
She wasn't like a whore. I'm sorry.
No, but I'm saying.
I was so quick, like, no, absolutely not. No,
but no, this,
that
but
wasn't
I'm
the
saying
case.
That this but may have happened before, but.
She was relatively new to the game as well.
Okay.
But she had played the game once or twice before.
She shot a couple baskets.
Sure. She was a little bit more experienced than I was.
She wasn't still on the bench.
But she was under the impression that I had played this game before as well.
Right.
I didn't come into this like, I don't even know what's going
on. Well, if it's anything like my story, she found out 6 seconds later that you hadn't played before.
No. Actually, that did not happen.
Oh, because congratulations.
Well, the mother interrupted us so quickly.
Right.
I didn't get a chance to... I guess I made it long enough to where that didn't happen. So, mm-hmm. so yay me. But, so I'm awkwardly sitting on the end of the bed. Mom takes about two steps into the room. She just kind of... awkwardly looks around the room like maybe that's an interesting poster, let's discuss that. But and then she just kind of goes, you know what, and now that I think about it, she was trying to not look at me,
yeah,
because she could tell that my pants weren't up.
Yeah. Right,
she was giving me a saving grace.
She didn't want to get an eyeful and then be like, oh, I never
thought about it at this moment. I thought that she was like awkwardly scanning the room or something, but in reality, now that I think about it, I'm an adult looking back on the situation, she recognized full well what was happening, and she was giving me the peace of mind.
She was saving you. Yeah.
Thank you. By the way, there's no way you're listening to this.
Oh, but no, absolutely.
Years ago,
not.
You walked in on me losing my virginity, and you were really cool about it, actually, looking back on it. But she goes, I can't remember exactly what she said. But
that's the saying. If you screw that up, you scar someone for life and mess them up.
Yeah,
like,
she could really mess somebody up. She could have totally been like, you get the fuck out, and chased me out half naked. And well, she said, you know, I don't think that your father would appreciate you two being up here all alone by yourself.
Very, very nice.
And then
she
said, why don't you come join us? And I'm doing the right cadence as she was doing as well. Why don't you come join us?
You know, when you can stand up.
Right. No, she didn't. She didn't add that part. She said, why don't you come join us? And then she turned around and she left. Like, turned on a dime and left.
I'm surprised. See, if it was the dad, it would have been like, Sean, the bathroom is over here. And I know that if you've already started, there is some soft hand soap in there. And you can use the bathroom.
That would have been even worse.
You know, I know that's horrible to say. But
can I provide you with some reading material? Yeah,
like something, anything other than my daughter can come down right now. I know she can.
She's still coming with me.
Yeah,
the father wouldn't have turned and left.
Yeah.
Father would have stayed and been like, go ahead and bring it all together.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go downstairs.
I might have been like, daughter's coming with me right now. I will give you a minute. Like, yeah, you know, sure. What I mean?
That, because, that would be that would be so more curious. Yeah, like, so mom turns on a dime and
don't
leaves.
Steal anything.
Mom turns on a dime and leaves. Mm-hmm. I pull my pants up, mm-hmm. fix myself, get myself all presentable because I'm going back down to the family.
Right.
And we go downstairs. We sit on the couch and watch TV. And we're outrageously inappropriate in front of her brother.
Yeah.
And then her parents are in the other room. They're not even paying attention or whatever.
What do you mean by outrageously inappropriate? You're talking?
Oh, we're just like making out and being all heavy petting and just, yeah, all kinds of like. And then eventually we get up and we go for a walk. And I'm saying that in quotation marks. Mm-hmm. We made it about 150 feet out behind the house in a field. And we finished what we started before.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
And then that went on for quite a while, actually.
Up against a tree or in the dirt.
No, in a field. Like, just in the dirt. It was great.
In the dirt, like nature intended.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. It was a great experience. And then we walked back in like the after sex.
Out where Jesus can see you.
Oh, yeah. We're not hiding. Yeah. We're giving a show. Mm-hmm.
Guys, so much from all of us here at our mobile podcasting studio, including myself and Sean Random. Wait, that's both of us. Thanks so much for listening to The Random Bush. We'll see you around next time.